All right, we're back. Okay. Oh, come on, wonderful guys. Liner.
Yes, I guess our reputation precedes us.
Unfortunately. Well, we're here with Walt Fricke, who founded the Veterans Airlift Command. He's
as a result of his Vietnam experiences.
Exactly.
And post-Vietnam experiences.
So, Walt, you started Veterans Airlift Command. Why did you feel you had to do this?
Well, you know, I retired in 2006. I owned an airplane. And looking back over my life, I said, "Well, you know what? What a great bookend for my career, than flying helicopters in one theater in combat during Vietnam, and then spending the tail end of my career supporting the kids that are fighting for us today." And this is born out of my own experience. Obviously, I spent 6 months in a hospital, a long way from home. My family didn't gather the resources for about 30 days to come see me, and I wasn't doing well until they did. I was sort of a mess. So I know the value of reconnecting these kids with their loved ones and their family, and it goes beyond their immediate family. It goes to their combat buddies. I didn't see some of my old buddies from combat, Russ, who we pulled out of that burning helicopter, for 25 years after that happened. And there were a lot of unanswered questions in his mind because three guys were lost in a helicopter. It's important to me to reunite these guys with their battle buddies so they can sort of close the loop on that stuff and get it, move on in a healthy way, as opposed to have, second guessing for the rest of their lives whether they did everything they could or that sort of thing. So we want to support, and my intent was just to go over to the VA hospital and find folks that needed help, needed a ride. I'd fly them in my airplane. And as I started thinking about it, I shared it with a friend, and he said, "You can't keep this to yourself. It's too good an idea." He said, "You need to make a national program out of it." Of course, I had run a foundation for General Motors for the last 5 years of my career with them, and I knew how to do that. And I thought, yeah, I probably am equipped to do this, and I probably should do this beyond just for me. And so I personally funded it, put together a website scheduling program, and tried to keep the thing a fairly tight, small organization that I could do a lot with technology and less with people, so that we could expand and be scalable without adding a big staff and creating a big organization, which then requires the support. Keep it small, keep it simple, but recruit high-end partners with good equipment that can make the trips. And we've now recruited 1,500 aircraft owners and pilots around the country, high-performance airplanes. We've got, starting with a Cirrus on up to Gulfstream 5s and Challenger. I mean,
that's,
we've got
pretty impressive.
Probably 300 corporate jets and turboprops and that sort of thing in the fleet.
Wow. So
describe for us, quickly, concisely, what the function of the organization is. What exactly do you guys do?
We provide free air transportation to wounded warriors, veterans, and their families for medical or other compassionate purposes with a national network of volunteers.
Are you transporting the veterans or the families or whatever's
needed?
Whatever's needed, and
it's OEF, OIF. In other words, Afghan war, Iraq war, combat wounded. We'll expand the mission when we have resources available to do it to sort of outside that. But that's where, when our resources are being used up, that's where we focus. And so bringing a family to the hospital to visit, somebody's in serious condition, bringing five people from Colorado Springs that couldn't afford to fly on the airlines. And we had one case where there was a mom and five little kids. And her brother was in critical condition at Bethesda Naval Hospital, and she couldn't even travel on an airliner with the five little kids.
That was five kids.
And we had a volunteer went up, got them in a PC-12, and flew them out to D.C., and then flew them back.
That's nice. That is wonderful. Nice.
And range is not a problem. I mean, if it's a family from Hawaii, that's got to get to Bethesda.
That's a challenge. That's an airline trip. There are organizations that provide airline tickets. We don't have a budget to buy airline tickets, although we do find ourselves in a position of buying airline tickets because we want to solve the problem. But that's not our primary focus. There are organizations that do provide funding for airline tickets.
So your primary focus is shorter range?
Shorter range, 500 to 1,000 miles. We've done transcontinental flights, with corporate jets. And when you have a hero with a good story and a good reason to put him on a private airplane, we can get the resources loose to do it.
Are there any restrictions regarding what branch of the military that you're helping out?
No. Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, Marines, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That's good. What kind of pilot requirements do you have? If, say, I wanted to volunteer my corporate jet.
Of course, a corporate jet generally comes with built-in pilot requirements.
Yes,
you know,
and good pilots.
But we require an instrument rating. That's our real only requirement, that the pilot is instrument rated and that he flies an instrument. He's current proficient in the aircraft he flies, and he flies in files an IFR flight plan. So that sort of screens out maybe an instrument rated pilot who's not proficient and current. He's not going to file an IFR flight plan.
Or a low-time pilot who just got his ticket.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So that sort of raises the bar a little bit. We'd love for everyone to participate, but it's our need is a little bit different than an Angel Flight, for instance, where there's no other resources available in those cases sometimes to get the folks to the treatment. And if they don't go because of weather, they haven't really lost anything. I mean, they didn't have any other opportunity anyway. Where our families have the other opportunity, we try to fill the missions up front as soon as we get the request, because we want to execute when the time comes. So we want to sort of all-weather capability, right. Because they could have bought an airline ticket 2 weeks, 3 weeks in advance, and now if we cancel it the last day because we have a VFR pilot that doesn't feel comfortable with the weather, then we've put them in a position where they've got to buy a $2,000 airline ticket versus what they could have done. So we like to be able to execute on the missions. Therefore, we have a higher level of requirements for the pilots.
Equipment and
right,
pilot.
Right.
So you're looking pretty much for aircraft owners as well as instrument-rated pilots. In other words,
right.
you wouldn't be looking for somebody with an instrument rating who's gone out and rented an airplane.
Somebody could do that if they can rent have access to a high performance airplane. But most of our volunteers are aircraft owners that own the kind of equipment that works for the mission.
Minimum 4 place.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And it can be a piston or a turboprop or any kind of aircraft.
Right. Right.
Okay. That sounds great. Now, you have a website by any chance?
VeteransAirlift.org.
And on this website, what will you find out?
There are some great stories on the website. If you go to the blog portion of the website, there are some good, NBC, Brian Williams did a story on us. People Magazine did a story. We've had some very good press around this that are sort of, you get the mission when you see these stories. I mean, if you could picture a young guy with a prosthetic leg and a badly banged up other leg, who's just now gotten on crutches, so he wants to go home and he wants to stand up. But in order to get there, he's got to go to the airline, he's got to carry his crutches, and he's got a wheelchair, and he goes to airport security. Now picture this, and he gets to the airport security, and they want to take off his prosthetic leg to wind it down to make sure there aren't any explosives on his on this prosthetic leg, or maybe two prosthetic hands, and maybe a burn victim. Who's got everybody staring at him while he's going through this wind down process that takes maybe 30 minutes to get through security. I've traveled with these guys commercially and I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So picture that juxtaposed against riding out to Montgomery County Airport, driving your car right up to the airplane. You know, think about the emotional impact on this kid when private pilot, business leader in his community is standing there saying, "Welcome home." And he gets him out of his car and gets him comfortably seated in the airplane with no winding down, no people staring at him, total privacy. And then perhaps even a friendship for life develops out of this trip because the pilot is giving something personally. I mean, he's personally involved in this mission. It's not like he's just writing a check to a nonprofit or something, or a taxi service, exactly. They're personally involved. And we've had cases where there have been friendships for life developed as a result of a trip.
Well, that's what aviation is all about. It's not just aircraft, it's people. And it's good to know that general aviation is being used for such a lofty purpose. I mean, we're giving back to those who are protecting us and keeping us free and safe right here in Oshkosh right this minute.
So we can fly.
So we can fly, exactly.
And real quick, there are other ways to help too. We don't always have to fly. We can donate money. Things like that.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's that word.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well,
that's
hey.
That's what makes things run.
Unfortunately, it's the oil that makes the world work.
Plus, there's plenty of us that aren't qualified pilots that don't have airplanes that would like to help.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is a good cause.
It's a great cause. Right.
Yep, veteransairlift.org, and there's a you can find a donate button online and make a contribution online, or find our address and look us up. Check us out on greatnonprofits.com to get some feedback from our users, and decide for yourself if this is a good, if you're moved by the mission. Look us up, check us out, and we definitely can use the help, because this has been funded sort of out of pocket to a large extent to get it going, and we're now at a place where we need to, and we have a fairly thin operating budget, so it's not like we're not wasting money, because all of the largest portion of the funding comes from you, from the aviation community, who provides their aircraft and time and fuel and that sort of thing.
Walt, have you personally flown any veterans?
Yes.
How many?
I don't get to do as many as I want, because I'm busy running the flight coordination. I've flown 5 or 6 missions myself.
That's got to make you feel real good when they get reunited with their family.
Oh, I love it. Of course, I visit the hospitals, Walter Reed, Brooke Army Medical Center, so I know a lot of the kids we've flown. I look them up when I go visit the hospital, and I have a number of very good friends that are wounded warriors, and I got an email yesterday from a Silver Star winner who's got an amazing story that we've flown a couple of times, and he just checking in to say what a difference we'd made in his life and how much he appreciated what we had done for him.
Definitely got to put a smile on your face.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And that's what it's all about, family and everything.
Yep.
All right. Well, we got to get rolling here, so we're going to take a break. I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.